Good morning, it's Wednesday, October 27th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. The morning starts with showers that increase to rain and wind with a daytime high of 55 degrees. Expect the rain to continue into the evening with an overnight low of 48 degrees. An independent investigation says Ed Troyer violated several of the Pierce County Sheriff's Department's policies when he confronted Cedric Altimer. The report released yesterday afternoon found that Troyer broke four department policies on conduct, community engagement, bias, and off-duty intervention. The Pierce County Council hired Brian Moran, a former U.S. attorney for the Western District of Washington, to complete a fact-finding investigation into the January incident. Moran concluded that the sheriff intervened while off-duty when public safety or the prevention of major property damage didn't require immediate action, breaking code. The investigation also found that Troyer broke policy against biased-based policing by describing the black newspaper carrier's car as homeless-looking. However, the report determined that there was no probable cause that Altimer's race was known when Troyer decided to get involved. The results of the independent investigation come as Cedric Altimer sues Pierce County. The lawsuit says Troyer used racial animus and reckless disregard for the civil rights of 24-year-old Altimer. Troyer told an emergency dispatcher that Altimer threatened to kill him during the January incident. That caused dozens of officers to start heading to the Tacoma neighborhood where Troyer claimed Altimer blocked in his SUV after the altercation went public. The state attorney general's office launched an investigation and last week charged Troyer with false reporting and making a false or misleading statement to a public servant. Troyer has repeatedly denied wrongdoing. The lawsuit seeks damages for emotional distress and humiliation. The suit claims Pierce County only initiated an independent investigation after the AG's office began investigating. The county already faces a $5 million tort claim filed in June. Police blame dark clothing for the death of a man hit by a car in Tacoma. The collision happened late Monday night in the 8800 block of Pacific Avenue South. Police said the 66-year-old man was crossing a street in the middle of the block when he was hit. The 53-year-old driver changed lanes to get around a bus at a bus stop. At the same time, the victim crossed the street in front of the bus. The driver remained at the scene, and police said he showed no signs of intoxication. Authorities are investigating a deadly car crash near Spanaway. A 27-year-old man died Monday afternoon after his car collided with the front of a truck. The crash happened in the 4700 block of 240th Street East. Deputies found the driver of a sedan dead in his vehicle. The driver of the other vehicle, a Ford F-350, was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Witnesses told Pierce County deputies the sedan was driving at a high rate of speed and fishtailed. Then, the driver's side door collided with the front of the truck. Bethel School District must pay $500,000 after the sexual abuse and harassment of a special education student. A lawsuit said another special education student abused the now 23-year-old during the 2012-13 school year. They were both 13-year-olds in their first year at Bethel High School. A jury found that the district was negligent in failing to protect the victim, identified in court records as CKM, from the other student. It also determined that the district violated her constitutional rights by failing to report the abuse and to enforce the district's sexual harassment policy because of her disability. An attorney for CKM said that special education teachers are told to redirect any student who may be involved in sexualized activity to do something different. The lawsuit also said Bethel didn't fully inform the boy's teacher about his history of sexually assaulting classmates in the Clover Park School District. The district said it feels strongly that it provided adequate supervision. A new multicultural food festival will bring a diverse taste to Tacoma. Savorfest will offer at least 10 different cuisines in a single space. They include Tacoma mainstays like Ego's Jamaican Grill and Filipino food from Jan Parker Cookery. King County will also represent with pop-ups for Fijian, Haitian, Northern Indian, and Cajun Creole dishes. Also at the event will be poke, boba tea, and miniature cheesecake. Lydia Mendez owns Little Miss Sweets NYC, a local bakery specializing in Puerto Rican and gluten-free treats. She said she organized Savorfest in hopes of creating a one-stop shop for a diverse range of cuisines, in a way that resembles the diversity of eateries in her old New York City neighborhood. The event is Saturday, October 30, noon to 5, outside the entrance of the Waterfront Market. There will be live music and performances, and Halloween costumes are welcome. Voting is now open for the News Tribune's High School Athlete of the Week poll. It covers play from October 18th to the 23rd. Voting will remain open until Thursday at noon. Want to nominate a high school athlete from the South Sound in the future? Email Preps reporter John Manley at john.manley@thenewstribune.com. Your friends and neighbors, people across our communities, are seeking complete and accurate information as they navigate the news, their lives and the changes around us. And information is more complex than ever. That's why we at the News Tribune are launching a new fall fundraising campaign to ensure continued coverage of critical local news. We are asking for your support of our important Indigenous Affairs coverage in partnership with Report for America. Your tax-deductible donation can help make it happen. We're stronger when the voices of all members of our community are part of the conversation. And telling the stories of Indigenous communities makes our coverage more inclusive and vibrant. Contribute at thenewstribune.com/donate. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!